You know, if this wasn't so dangerous, it would be hilarious. You have Biden's administration. They want to invest $1.2 billion. I can't even believe that I'm going to say this, in a vacuum that can vacuum up carbon from the earth. Are you kidding me? Are you really serious? Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Visit politicalbombshow.com or raydog.com to help support the channel as we are sadly suppressed beyond belief. I was just talking on Sunday with some of my brothers that's from church. You never know. You never bring up politics, especially, in church there. But we were, it wasn't actually doing the service, but we usually sit down and have lunch. And so I forget why it came up, but I said, I won't get political, but I know why something is happening. And then he knew too. And then the races were off and running. That's the one thing. When conservatives get together, yeah, it's fun times. But anyway, let's see what this guy administration plans to do. I can't even believe it. Biden's administration intends to invest $1.2 billion to essentially vacuum carbon from Earth air. That's right. Vacuum carbon from Earth. They'll try anything to get their agenda pushed through. Does this make any sense to anyone? It's just like the brother said to me when I told him I was uber conservative. He said, common sense is just being common. It's just common sense. And he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. This is stupid. The Biden administration has announced that it intends to spend $1.2 billion to essentially vacuum carbon dioxide from the Earth's air. It's called direct air capture, DAC. And according to CNN, it's very much so akin to huge vacuum cleaners sucking carbon dioxide out of the air. Chemicals are then used to clean the CO2 of greenhouse gas, after which the CO2 is either stored under or used in industrial material like cement. I can't believe this. This is so stupid. On Friday, the U.S. Department, talk about wasting money. You can't invest $1.2 billion from all the homeless people in San Francisco and other Democrat states and fix our infrastructure for instead of, oh, my buddy. Sorry, I forgot to turn my ringtone down. Anyway, $1.2 billion on two new demonstration projects in Texas and Louisiana. That's South Texas Direct Air Capture Hub and Project Cypress in Louisiana, as noted by CNN. These two projects are going to build these regional direct air capture hubs. That means they're going to link everything from capture to processing to deep underground storage, all in the seamless process, U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer said to the reporter. She added that they're aiming to be able to remove over 2 million metric tons of CO2 annually once the machines are operational. It's just another scam. Can we just call it what it is? It's a freaking scam. Scam, scam, thank you, ma'am. This is reportedly equivalent to 500,000 gas-powered vehicles being removed from the roads. At this, all this said, critics were very confused over why Biden administration is seeking to remove CO2 when trees and plants already do that naturally. Amen to that. You're telling me that's exactly right. God knew what he was doing when he invented the earth. He knows all. God is an all-knowing God. He knows everything. You think he's going to invent the planet and not have everything in place that he wants to happen naturally? Trees do this naturally, but no, I guess they don't believe in God, do they? But according to CNN, there is an explanation. The machines are being built to essentially supercharge the natural carbon removal already done by trees. You know what? I can't. And so the vacuum is meant to just be a supplement solution. God doesn't need a supplement solution. He doesn't need this. This is crap. This is stupid. As for who's paying, here we go. Let's see. Let's get to the nooks and crannies of this. Who's paying for the project? You should already know the answer. In fact, the money for the project was appropriated via the so-called bipartisan infrastructure deal that Poopy Pants Biden signed into law 2 years ago, and that had nothing to do with actual infrastructure and everything to do with the climate change. Oh, but there's more. This one a screamer. Hang on to your butt. The infrastructure bill allocated a total of $3.5 billion for the vacuum project, meaning future hubs will probably be announced sooner rather than later. Unbelievable. Wow. It's all I can say is wow. Unbelievable. You're unbelievable. If you are for this, I would like to know in the comments why are you for this, or why you're against it. And do you actually think it is a scam, or is this real? I mean, come on. Here we come.